Would you come and share with us right now?
Thank you.
Good morning. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you this morning. As I look out over this congregation, it sure is good to see so many young people. It's to be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. Of course, as we get older, young people get older also, so a lot of y'all are young people to me, and you may not classify yourself as that, but it's good to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be in this church this morning. I thank you for this church, for its pastor, and the willingness to open the doors and give the pulpit that we, the Gideon's Association, can come in and give a report as to what you are doing through this ministry. Lord, I pray that you'll lead me and guide me this morning. Most of all, I thank you for the blood of Christ and salvation that I can spend eternity with you. These things I ask in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. As the pastor said, this is what's sometimes referred to as Gideon Sunday. The Gideons like to come into the churches and give what we call is a report. I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher. I'm here to give a report of what God's doing. And it's through the churches that we're able to accomplish what God's accomplishing through this ministry. As I come into the churches, things that happen in the scheme of things sometimes touch me as I come in, and I'm here to give a report. I'm going to tell you what's happening, what God's doing. But if you was in the Sunday school class that I was in this morning, I could just ask that teacher to come up here and talk for about 30 minutes. And we wouldn't need any more report. We would just, that would be all that we'd need. Because I'm going to tell you, that, I don't know where the message, Sunday school lesson came from this morning, but it's right on point with what the Lord's laid on my heart, and I want to share with y'all. You know, I have been a Christian a long time. And I look back during my life, and I realize that I have not been that faithful Christian that I should have been all my life. That's why I like to see the young people in this church. At some point, let me put a disclaimer here. As I come in and talk in churches, I'm telling you what God's revealed to me, and I'm telling you what God's doing dealing with my life and my failures. And I don't know any of you, but God laid on my heart that, you know, I think we understand that at some point there's going to be a point that we're going to appear before God. And we're going to give account of what we've done with what God gave us the ability to do. Sometimes we're so concerned about the sin that we've committed. My sin's washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. That sin's not an issue. But what about those times that God gave me an opportunity to serve Him and I either didn't recognize it or I said, no, God, I'm not going to do it. And that's why it's touched my heart. We as Christians have a responsibility to witness to others. The Gideon's Association, what are we known for? Placement of Bibles. You know what we do. We place Bibles in these motels, hotels, hospitals, nursing homes, wherever. Fifth grade. Thank the Lord that this county allows the Gideons to go into the fifth grade to hand out testaments. You may find this hard to believe. There are some counties not very far from here that you cannot, the Gideons cannot go into to place a scripture. We have the Gideons originally, when it was began over 100 years ago, was not with emphasis of placing scriptures. The emphasis when the Gideons International was formed was to have an opportunity for Christians to come together and worship together. And from that idea developed the placement of scriptures in hotels and motels, where if you're traveling, you'd always have the Word of God and you could study. And through the years, the placement of God's Word is very important. But we have come back to this vision that that's not the most important thing that we should be doing. Now, the Gideons are not going to quit placing Bibles. Don't think we are. But we put emphasis on witnessing, personal witnessing to others. Nothing wrong with placing that word out there and having people, when they need it, having the word available to them. God can speak to anyone at any time with or without the scripture. I believe that when someone is touched by the heart, in the heart, by Jesus, that he can or she can accept Christ, and nothing is necessary other than your relationship with Christ at that moment. But we need to recognize that we as Christians are called to that ministry. Sorry, it's not your pastor's job to witness. It is. But not only his job, it's our job. We should be concerned about where people are going to spend eternity. Sunday school lesson this morning. What are we afraid of? Failure? Aren't we human? We all dislike failure. But if I read my Bible correctly, God doesn't promise success. All he does is call us to work and leave the results up to him. It's not the responsibility of God to force me to do something. You know, I got to thinking several years ago, and I hate to be critical of the church, but sometimes we lose sight of what our responsibility is to new Christians. Sometimes we look at, let's go out, get people in, get them saved. Now let's go find someone else that's lost to get them in, get them saved. We should be training each other in the ministry to witness and show the love of Christ to other people. We sometimes lose sight of our responsibility. God showed that to me several years ago. You know, what's my standard as a Christian? Any of y'all ever heard or said, preacher, you're preaching to the choir? What's that saying? That's saying, well, I'm comparing myself to the choir. That's not the standard. Standard's Jesus Christ. And I found myself setting that standard on human terms. Do I attend church more than so-and-so? Am I more spiritual than so-and-so? Well, I may sin, but I don't sin as much as someone else. Well, I'm comparing them to other human beings. And that's not the standard. The standard is Jesus Christ. And he revealed to me that I was not doing what I had been called to do as a Christian. I'm not proud of it. I'm not here, you know, saying this or that, because it doesn't matter. I'm just saying God revealed to me that there is more to eternal life than attending church. You know how many times we say, well, this one attends one day a week, one service a week, this one two, this one three. We balance each other with human things, and that's not the element. God revealed me that I was not doing everything that He expected me to do. He revealed to me that when I gave my life to Jesus Christ at a very young age, to me it was a young age, but He had more for me to do than what I was doing. I was, as most young people, I got away from the church, just had more things going on right then than I could think about. Didn't think it was important. And things in your life come around and convince you that you need to be looking at your situation in life. I got back active in the church. As most of you may know who is active in the church, if you're willing to do anything in the church, they'll have you doing everything in the church. You know, yes, I will if you can't find anybody else. That's a check mark. I've got that position filled. You know, there's something for all of us to do. We're not all the same. We're all different. And it's through the difference in people that God's able to accomplish His will. That's why I'm a Gideon. I was busy in my church. I was busy at my work. And I just didn't have time. But I got invited to a meeting to go to the Gideons. And they asked me if I was interested in joining. And I was too busy. I had other things going. I sure did like the bass fish and other things. And I just didn't have time. So that night I did not join. And I don't know what happened, but during that week, an individual I work with called me on the phone. He said, Taylor, did you used to go to the East Louisville Baptist Church in Louisville? I said, when I was a young boy, that's where my parents went to church, was East Louisville. He says, well, I found something. I want to bring it by the office. I said, yeah, fine. So he came by. And he said, we were down at the church, and I looked in a Sunday school room, and our Sunday school rooms down there had pews like this with the song book in the back of it. He said, I found this, and I found something. I want to bring it to you. I said, okay, what is it? My fifth grade Gideon Testament. Now, how many of y'all have your fifth grade Gideon Testament? If it had not been for that friend of mine, I wouldn't have had it. My nephew had, I guess I left it at the house. My nephew got it, put his name in there. But it still has my name and the date I got it. March 3rd, 1964. I may be wrong, but I said, Lord, I'm going to join the Gideons. I took it as a sign. And I may have been wrong, but I have not regretted it to this day. Who are we? We're business professional men. What do? I want us to become known as witnesses of Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis. What are we doing? We're doing more today than we have ever done. And it's through the churches, it's through you that the Gideons are able to do what they do. Bible, $5. Lord has blessed this association. Kept the price down to where they can provide scriptures all over the world. Our need in the world today is greater than it's ever been. Everything sounds good because we hand out scriptures and we're giving people the opportunity to accept Christ as their personal Savior. We have been encouraged to use what we have as personal workers' testaments, say Brown testaments. We buy them ourselves, and we're supposed to be using those to witness to others. Not to have people accept Christ. Hopefully that's what the result will be. But I'm just supposed to spread the gospel, share it, and let God do whatever he can as a result. I think it said something about word would not go out void. So we believe that. Now let me give you the bad news. We're losing in the United States. We gave out less fifth grade testaments last year than we have ever given out. The reason being, we're taken out of the schools. We can't go into the schools and give out scriptures. We have an orange testament, which you can hand out on the sidewalk. I'm not familiar with the schools here. I can tell you about it in Louisville. There ain't nobody coming out on that sidewalk. Those buses are inside that fence. They load those buses and they gone. That's not a substitute for handing out scriptures within that school. We have, the Gideons have lost two national associations this year. And it's not that the Gideons are holding themselves out as being judgment of people, but we hold ourselves out to believing the Word of God, that it's in this book, and if it's in here, that's God's Word. Associations starting to deviate from some of the teachings of God, which is happening in the United States. And at this point, the Gideons have said, we're not going to compromise our position in order to gain and keep people and spread the gospel. I think it's time that we take a stand as to what God says in his word. We can sit here in rural Montgomery County and say, it really doesn't make a difference. That's somewhere else. That's in California. That's in New York. But the more we accept, the more acceptable it becomes. And we can fuss about what our nation is going through and what it's doing all we want to. But part of that's my fault, because I have not stood up and said, this is what God says. I don't care what the politician says. I don't care what position he takes. I don't care what party he is. Our guide should be God. And if it's not in line of our scripture and the way God reveals to me, then I'm against it. One of the greatest things, one of the greatest privileges we have as Christians, there's two. I classify one as greater than the other, and I'll take the lesser first. Is I can go in this Word of God right here, and I can read it myself. I can let God reveal to me what he wants to reveal to me. I don't have to go through someone else. You know what I'm talking about, but you know. And the most important, and the one I think that we use the least, is going to God one-on-one in prayer. Why are we here today? We're here to worship and praise God. What does worship mean to me? To me, it means that I recognize God for who he is. He has full and complete authority over me. And the only reason I enjoy anything that I enjoy is because he allows it. Praising God. You know what praising God is? Telling somebody else what God's doing in your life. So many times I run into people and says, I have no testimony. My personal belief, if you don't have a testimony, you need to reevaluate your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us has a testimony. Not every one of us have one of these great testimonies about I was a drug addict, I was going to kill myself, and that's not what it's about. Mine was, I was a young man, lost and going to hell, and through the mercy of the blood of Jesus Christ, God forgave me for my sin. That's my testimony. Through that time, from that time, it was not, sometimes I might think, well, okay, I'm saved and I have eternity with God, so that's the end. Well, if that's the end, why didn't you just take me away right then? You know, if he says, okay, now, why put me through the hardships of a human life to enjoy what he has promised me if there's not a reason for me to be here? I was talking to somebody this week, and an older gentleman, and I really and truly believe that when God has used all that he can use of me, he's going to call me home. It may be on my way today. But as long as he gives me breath and he lets me get up, you don't have to get up. As long as he gives me breath, he has a purpose for me. He has a purpose for you. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Nominating committee, have you ever heard people say, I've served my time, y'all need to get somebody else? Somebody say, I'm just too young, I can't do that. No, you're not. God calls you to it, do it. Are you going to accomplish what you want? Maybe, maybe not. But the standard's not what you want, it's what God wants. He calls us to be faithful, not successful. Here today, I'm going to give you an opportunity to participate. As a pastor said, I'll be at the back of the door at the end of the service. I'll have an open Bible to contribute to the Gideons. Excuse me. All this money will go for the placement, purchase and placement of God's Word. None goes for the expense of the association. None goes for the expense of our management, international headquarters. That's all covered by our dues. I do this because God's given me an opportunity to do it. I got up early this morning, and every time I come to a church to speak, God blesses me. You may not get a thing out of it, but I get a blessing out of it. If you're, I encourage you, I'm telling you, if you don't come to Sunday school, I encourage you to come to Sunday school. That's an opportunity to learn God's Word, what he's saying. And pastors look at it sometimes differently. I don't think necessarily teaching the Word is the pastor's responsibility either. He's supposed to bring that message that God gave him for you to hear, but the Sunday school is for you to learn what God's Word says. Going to have an opportunity to donate to the Gideons International at the end of the service. Let me tell you, we're not in competition with each other. I don't know what your ministry is, what you have out there. Some churches are so involved in other ministries. I can't tell you this contribution would be better than any other contribution to a mission field. But I'm telling you, this one you know will be used for the placement of God's Word. If you feel like the Lord's leading you to contribute to the Gideons International, by all means do it. If the Lord's leading you to say, I need to be more involved with missions somewhere else, be involved in those missions. We're all on a mission field. We can't all go overseas. But it's Christians coming together, accomplishing what God gives them opportunity that we're able to do. We're always looking for members. You think that God may be calling you into this ministry? There's a number in the phone book. You can get up with your pastor. He knows someone that he can contact. We'd love to have you considered to be a Gideon. There's a lot of work out there. Now, Gideon Ministry is not a substitute for your service in your home church. My home church is my home church. And that's where I'm called first to serve. So it's not a substitute for serving in your home church. But it's another opportunity God gives you. How many opportunities have you had that you didn't take advantage of? I do not look forward to God possibly pointing out to me opportunities that I never realized. And you know who misses out? It's not God. It's me. I told the pastor when I talked to him, I said, I'm supposed to be there Sunday morning. If I'm not there, someone will be. It wasn't this, you know, it's not dependent on me. I know if I called and I said I can't be there, somebody would have been here this morning. Because God will have sent somebody here this morning. It's not, sometimes I have to, God has to make me realize, some things are not because of me, but in spite of me. And I recognize that. I do want to thank your pastor. Your pastor didn't know me. He didn't know who's coming into this pulpit this morning. But I'm going to tell you, I think he has enough faith in the Gideons that we're going to try to send the best we can. I'm here this morning because the Lord told me to get up this morning and come to this church. This is not my normal presentation. It may not sound like a Gideon presentation. And you can blame that on a Sunday school teacher, because as I sat in that class this morning, he made me realize, and his message that God had given was, what are you doing with the seed that's sown, and are you sowing seed yourself? We should be sowing seeds. It's not always going to be fruitful. But if God says do it and leave it up to Him. Pastor, I appreciate the opportunity. I'll turn it back over to you.
Yes, I do have faith in the Gideons, but I have more faith in the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, I've been doing this a while, not necessarily even as a pastor, but as a youth minister and all of that for 40 years or more. And to be honest with you, I've never heard of Gideon that I didn't feel comfortable with sharing the word. And I'm very, very, very supportive of the Gideon ministry, because I have known people personally that have come to know the Lord as a result of that ministry. I've heard testimonies. It's like he said, I keep telling you guys over and over, our job is to get up every morning and get with the Lord and walk with Him through the day. And He'll show us what to do and then obey Him. Just do it. It's not a matter of us having to have some big whatever. It's a matter of us doing the little things. And the big things will come along once in a while, but most of the time the problems come when we're not just doing the little things God wants us to do. And I thank you for that, because I think that's your point, what you're trying to get across there. We just do what God wants us to do. So, and we're going to have time if you want, and we're not going to have an invitation time, but when we're going to be, brother, I'm going to tell you, when I'm at the back door, I've led more people to the Lord coming out, they always want to go talk to me, and that's the way we do. I don't know, but if you need to talk to me or him or anyone, any of our deacons or whatever, we would love to talk to you about Jesus today and share. I've got a few announcements to make.